Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. Chris, we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to July the 18th of 1970. And Willie Mays is in the lineup. And Chris, why this game is important, the day before, Willie, July 17th, it's a three-run homer for Carl Morton late in the game. And for him, that is hit number 2,999. So now, at Candlestick, 28,879 come out to possibly see, it's a Saturday, history as Willie Mays goes for hit number 3,000. Gaylord Perry's on the hill for the Expos. The Montreal Expos, only been in existence a little bit over a year. Mike Wegner is the pitcher for the Montreal Expos. But, Chris, everybody loved hearing the call of Russ Hodges calling Willie's 3,000th hit. Of course, Russ was there for when it all started in 1951.
Something like this sort of thing, you just don't exactly know when it's going to come. That's why, as I distinctly recall reading somewhere, they had a walk-up sale, day of game, ticket sale of about 19,000, which is huge. People woke up that morning realizing that Willie had hit number 2,999 the night before and said, let's get to the yard.
Very good. Boy, that is some walk-up. All right, this is the lineup. I love doing this part of the show. Marv Staley for the Expos, Mac Jones, Rusty Staub, Ron Fairley, Jim Gosger, John Bateman, Coco LeBoy, Bobby Wine, and Mike Wegner, the right-hander. For the Giants, Bobby Bonds, Ron Hunt. Chris, Ron Hunt was always getting hit by a pitch, and he did get hit in this game as well. Willie Mays hitting third, McCovey fourth, Dick Dietz, Jim Rayhart, Frank Johnson, Hal Lanier, and Gaylord Perry on the hill. And there's a lot of anticipation in the ballpark. It's a beautiful day at Candlestick. It's the Giants and the Expos. So, Chris, this is the way this one gets started. In the first inning, boy, what a lineup the Giants had. Bonds, base hit, steals second. Hunt gets on an error. Mays draws a walk. McCovey, a ground out, gets one run in. Dick Dietz, a sacrifice fly, makes it 2-0. Hart walks. Frank Johnson walks. It brings up Hal Lanier. He doubles in everybody. It's 5-0 Giants in the bottom of the first. We go to the bottom of the second, and Chris, this is the moment everyone waited for. Bonds and Hunt go out easily back to Wegner at the box. This brings up Willie, and Willie is sitting on 2,999. Mike Wegner throws, and Chris Mays gets a base hit to left field. The place goes crazy.
Wegner delivers. Mays hits it into left field. Judge Beeney is the first to congratulate him. Ron Fairley, Stan Musial, Monty Irvin, Carl Hubbell, Gaylord Perry, the entire ball club, congratulating Willie Mays on a single to left, the 3,000th hit of his big league career.
This will sound skeptical, I don't mean it to, but the Giants switched to artificial turf that year. Having seen lots of replays of Willie's hit, I wonder if he might have had to make it an infield hit if there had been grass. But Willie Mays was a player who could adjust to anything, and you know, he adjusted to AstroTurf, he adjusted to the wind at Candlestick. You know, you don't get 3,000 plus hits, you know, by the time he ended his career by not being able to adjust to these changes.
Well, it was great hearing the call of Russ Hodges for number 3,000 for Willie. McCovey doubles Willie in. It's 6-0. And now the Giants sort of have a rout going here against the Expos. In the bottom of the sixth, Gaylord Perry gets a double. And not a great hitter, gets a double. Bonds gets a double, drives him in. And Mays gets another base hit off of Bill Dillman. Bonds scores, and now it's 10-1. And Willie gets hit number 3,001. In the bottom half of the inning, Hart gets a base hit. Two out, Gaylord Perry comes up. This is the bottom of the third inning. Amazing, Chris, that this stuff happens. And Gaylord Perry, a two out, home run to right field, and it puts the Giants up 8-0. And as I said, the rout was on. Every inning they had something going. And the Expo ninth, Perry finishes it off with Mac Jones, a strikeout. Staub, a fly to Willie. Fairley gets a double. Jim Gosger walks, but John Bateman flies out to Bobby Bonds in right field, and the game is over. The Giants win it 10-1 over the Expos. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Montreal, 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors. And Chris, Willie Mays gets hit number 3,000 in a very exciting game. Perry goes the distance, gets a double and a home run. 9 innings, 4 hits, a run, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Wegner is gone. After 5 innings, he gives up 8 runs. But what a day for Willie Mays. He's 39 years old, Chris, and at the time of this game, he was hitting 277, on base 378, and slugging 531. He ended up the year hitting 28 homers and 83 runs driven in for Ron Hunt. Gets hit all the time, 42 times, 50 times in 1971. They always said he wore a rubber suit under his uniform, so when he got hit, it didn't hurt him. 50 times he's hit in 1971. For his career, Ron Hunt got hit 243 times. But what a day, Chris. What a day. I love seeing the video of it and hearing the calls.
Never get tired of that stuff, Marty. Willie Mays had an excellent year that year, as you pointed out, not just the high home run and RBI totals. He hit 291 after having had a couple of semi-disappointing seasons before that. 1969 was an injury-riddled year for him. 1970, he came back healthy and showed what a great ball player that he was.
Well, boy, I wish I could have been there to see this game, but there's a lot of video of it, and just to hear the calls, it's outstanding. All right, just to look at Willie's career and just put it in some perspective, 3,283 hits, 660 home runs, hit 302, his OPS 941, 338 stolen bases, 1,903 RBIs, 2,062 runs. The greatest of all time, that's what people say, Willie Mays. But on this day, July the 18th, 1970, hit number 3,000, and it was a big deal in San Francisco.
As a kid back then, Maury, I saved a lot of things. I may had a little Willie Mays scrapbook made up, and I cut just about the whole San Francisco Examiner sports section was devoted to Willie's 3,000th hit, and I've got some really memorable clips from that game. It makes for great memories.
Well, the Giants don't end 1970 too well. The Reds, at this date, even in July, had a 20-game lead over the Giants. 1970, the Big Red Machine won 70 of the first 100 games. I remember that. And then ended up playing the Orioles in the World Series. But for the Giants today, very exciting. Exactly what the baseball fan hopes to see and what the baseball world wanted to see. That's Willie Mays get number 3,000. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.